Necrophiliac murderer who molested dead women aged 9 to 100 sentenced. By Peter Cattell on December 16, 2021. A necrophiliac murderer, who molested the dead bodies of women aged between 9 and 100 years old, has been sentenced in the UK to whole life imprisonment. David Fuller, who worked in the British socialized healthcare system, the NHS, was sentenced on Wednesday for the murder of Wendy Nell and Caroline Pierce, as well as for the sexual abuse of dead women aged from 9 years old to 100. Fuller pleaded guilty to the 1987 killings, dubbed the Bedsit murders, in court last month, as well as to abusing 78 corpses in two separate morgues in England over a 12-year period during his time working as a hospital electrician. According to a report by the BBC, Fuller was handed down two life sentences for the murder of the two women, with a concurrent 12 years being added on top for the rest of his crimes. Mrs. Justice Chima Grubb told the killer that there was so much sorrow in the local community because of what he had done. "Your actions go against everything that is right and humane. They are incomprehensible," the judge said. "You had no regard for the dignity of the dead." Families of the victims meanwhile called the convicted man an animal, and despicable, sick and twisted. "I can never forget having to identify the badly damaged body of my own daughter," the mother of Caroline Pierce told the court. "The images of seeing my daughter in that way repeat over and over in my mind. You raped my baby. She couldn't say no to a dirty, 66-year-old man who was abusing her body," the mother of the deceased 9-year-old girl said during her victim impact statement. "She couldn't say no, but she would have." During the trial, the court heard that the corpse of 25-year-old Wendy Nell, who was murdered in her home on June 23, 1987, showed evidence of her having been raped, either before or during her death. Meanwhile, it remains unclear what exactly happened to 20-year-old Caroline Pierce, other than the fact she was abducted on November 24 of the same year. Neighbors did report, however, that they heard screaming. Ms. Pierce's body was found half-naked in Romney Marsh 3 weeks later. Fuller was eventually tied to both cases over 30 years later thanks to advances in DNA testing, resulting in his subsequent conviction. UK Health Secretary Sajid Javid has announced that an independent inquiry into how Fuller's offending was able to go undetected for so long. "It will help us understand how these offences took place without detection in the Trust, identify any areas where early action by the Trust was necessary, and then consider wider national issues, including for the NHS," the Health Secretary said. Meanwhile, the Chief Executive of the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, Miles Scott, has apologized to the families over the abuse, and that findings from the independent inquiry would be learned from. He also pledged that the families would be compensated.